To date a specimen, fragments of its DNA are compared to corresponding chunks from known descendants. Armed with a few evolutionary rules of thumb, scientists can calculate how long it would have taken for the observed mutations to arise. Analysis of this sort revealed that the youngest molar, found near a village called Chukotka, was between 500,000 and 800,000 years old. A tooth found near the Aditya River was from an animal that had died between 1 million and 1.2 million years ago. A third, found near another village called Krestovka, was dated at between 1.1 million and 1.2 million years. The previous record had been held by a set of horse DNA, thought to be as much as 780,000 years old. The teeth held other surprises. The Krestovka mammoth belonged to a previously unknown branch of the mammoth family tree, an ancestor of the Colombian mammoth which roamed North America 1.5 million years ago. The Aditya mammoth was an ancestor of the iconic woolly mammoth. It appeared to possess many of its descendants' features half a million years earlier, suggesting the woolly mammoth's distinctive physiology evolved more slowly than had been thought. These are the sorts of insights into the slow workings of evolution that very ancient DNA can offer, and it seems prospects for collecting more such ultra-old samples are good. Permafrost has existed on Earth for the past 2.6 million years. That puts an upper limit on the age of sequenceable DNA, but one that still leaves a million years more headroom. I'm sure that in the permafrost there are going to be samples that have survived longer, says Patricia Pechnerova of the Swedish Museum of Natural History, and a co-author on the study. Records, after all, are made to be broken.